This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Eli Lilly, the big pharmaceutical company, said today it's going to lay off about 1,000 people, something like 30% of its U.S. sales force. Patents on two of the company's marquee drugs are expiring, which means competition from generics is about to put a big dent in that company's bottom line. Marketplace's Peter O'Dowd reports life is getting a little bit tougher for drug salesmen out there.
Eli Lilly loses the patent on its antidepressant Cymbalta in December, and next March, the game is up for the osteoporosis drug Evista. Spokesman Scott McGregor says these drugs are huge moneymakers.
Our U.S. revenue with those two medicines makes up about one-fifth of our corporate revenue, so it's a pretty significant impact.
When patents expire, generic drug makers will swoop in and sell the product for much cheaper. McGregor says Eli Lilly is ready to make up those losses. It plans to expand a different sales team to push a brand new diabetes drug. But there's something else that's threatening the livelihood of all pharmaceutical sales reps. Their relationships with doctors are more restricted after controversy over lavish spending on gifts in exchange for business. McGregor also blames new healthcare regulations that restrict a doctor's time.
That inherently changes the nature of the way that they want to interact with us. And certainly we continue to see access restrictions, particularly in big academic institutions.
So what's a drug company to do?
Certainly there are ways of providing information that used to be only by the sales force that now you can provide it digitally.
Craig Svensson is dean of the Purdue University College of Pharmacy.
And it doesn't require that salesperson to interact with the physician or other healthcare provider face-to-face.
Svensson is referring to things like pop-up ads on websites targeted to doctors and even social media. He says healthcare providers are also more distrustful of biased information. A hospital might form an advisory board that makes recommendations on what drugs to prescribe, leaving the sales rep out of the equation altogether. I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.